Good evening, faithful listeners. First, I've got to apologise for an eruption of the great peril of recording a piece on Thursday afternoon for broadcast on Sunday evening, being overtaken by events. And bloody hell, wasn't it a real doozy? South Canterbury Finance is still an important story, and Labour obviously thinks his political mileage still to be gained, but the Christchurch earthquake has, quite rightly, dominated public attention this week, for better and for worse. My general rule of thumb is that if you expect nothing from the crafty ape called man, you're never disappointed. But sometimes, just sometimes, you're very pleasantly surprised. Whatever happens, we should be thankful that nobody was killed by a quake very similar to the catastrophe in Haiti earlier this year. That killed an estimated 250,000 people and made over 1 million others homeless. And it's hard to imagine how the most basic infrastructure will ever be restored to that tragic island. And on a more self-centred note, I'm profoundly relieved that on Saturday, I was able to find out that my Canterbury friends and family were safe in a matter of hours, all thanks to social media like Twitter and Facebook. By contrast, back in 1987, it was 5 days before my parents could get to a working landline after the Edgecombe quake. It's easy to slip into cant mode and talk about how quote-unquote heroic Cantabrians are being. They're nothing of the kind, and I mean that as a most profound compliment, not an insult. They're being exquisitely, perfectly and gloriously human. Despite the shameful reporting of certain media outlets, Christchurch didn't degenerate into an orgy of looting and lawlessness. Instead, people reached out from their fear and a terribly uncertain future to help their neighbours, even if it was nothing more than a kind word, a cup of tea, and some quiet time in a toilet that you could flush. Just because most of them will never be on the 6 o'clock news or find a place in the history books, that doesn't make them any less precious. For a great truth is that the human race is a pack of hairless apes, capable of unspeakable evil, and the most terrible cruelty is often born of indifference or neglect. But we forget that even without a disaster, we are monkeys who aspire to the condition of angels. Every day, people decide to build rather than destroy, to love rather than hate, to just give a damn. We know pain, sorrow, and destruction beyond human comprehension, yet pick ourselves up and carry on for no other reason than because we can do nothing else. We stumble, but never quite fall. We fail, and try again. We laugh in the face of the night and hold each other close, because we may live alone and die alone, but we don't have to live that way. And that's the kind of everyday miracle I prefer to comic book heroism.